everyone, and welcome to episode 42 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. This is the episode where I, your host, Mark Kuznez, goes poo live on the podcast. I'm not actually going to do that, but since poo rhymes with two, I figured I'd talk about poo, because everyone loves when I talk about poo. No, they don't. Nobody likes talking about poo or hearing about poo. I wish people still called it caca. We need to bring that back. Screw bringing sexy back. Let's bring caca back. I'm bringing caca back. And doesn't really work, does it? So, I want to talk about Mercenary Kings, which I'm sure plenty of people have heard about for a while now. At least, I don't know, a month or two. I finally played a little bit, and it is a lot of fun. And while I'm still hesitant towards early access games in general, I'm not super comfortable with all of them. I think Mercenary Kings so far is a pretty solid game for an early access game. So if you're interested, it's worth checking out. You know, of course there are things that are missing. It's not the most. I mean, the menu system and all that is a bit wonky. It's weird that you can't go into options while you're in game. You can only do that from the main menu, as far as I've been able to tell. So that's kind of annoying. That when I first started playing, I just left the option to double tap to roll, and then I, while playing the game, realized I hate that option. I kept accidentally rolling and running into traps or into enemies or other stupid crap. So I wanted to turn that off, but I couldn't get the options menu in game. I had to actually leave and exit out to the main menu. So that was a bit annoying, but those are little minor things that will surely be fixed and, you know, updated when the game does eventually become a retail release. And I'm, you know, I'm sure at some point it'll probably be updated during the early access period too. I mean, from what I've been told and from what I've heard, it is a game that has been updated quite frequently and has changed quite a bit since, you know, a month or so ago. But yeah, check it out. It's, you know, it has that same visual style of the Scott Pilgrim game, so it's very, very good looking. It naturally works with controllers, so it has 360 controller support. So if you're someone who really just kind of needs that on your PC games because keyboards just don't feel comfortable, that works. Also, one thing I don't like that I hope has changed eventually in the game, and maybe there's an option in the controllers, but I don't like the fact that you have to heal yourself, you have to equip your med kit and unequip your gun, and then you use the fire action button to heal yourself. Maybe there's a quick way of doing it that I didn't see, but that was a bit annoying. But maybe that's exactly how they want it to be, because in real life, you wouldn't be able to shoot while healing yourself, or magically just be able to pull one out of your ass. You're gonna have to put your gun aside, get out your med kit, and then heal yourself. It doesn't take long. I mean, it's instant when you actually do heal yourself. It's not like you have to watch your little dude or girl, your little dude, your little dudette heal themselves, wrapping bandages around their arms or anything. This isn't Far Cry. This is basically Metal Slug made for now, and it's pretty damn awesome. I haven't tried out the online yet, but that seems to be a very easy system to just jump in. So I'm looking forward to trying out more. But yeah, I definitely check it out. It's looking very good. I'm still hesitant towards early access games in general. This hasn't changed my opinion, because I just think that it's a case by case scenario, and I'm still very hesitant of the idea in general. I just think that maybe there should be more. I think there's a standard like 10% discount for early access games. I think it should be a bit bigger, since you're paying for a beta. You're paying for a game. As some of these games, I think, are even in like alpha stages. So you're paying the developer for a game that is, you know, maybe close to finished, but in many cases probably nowhere near finished. I think you deserve a bit more of a discount for putting your money behind a game that may not even work that well, may even be broken. Just my personal thought. But I also don't I'm not the biggest fan of Kickstarter in some ways. I don't find it the most trustworthy of sites. Though I do support some stuff. But yeah. I also want to talk about this site that it went up, I don't know, maybe a month or two ago. And I haven't really dived into it until today. It's frontburner.net. It's front, the same way, but burner without the E. So front, F-R-O-N-T, burner, B-U-R-N-R, .net. And from what I can tell, it seems to be very much so an N4G-esque site, but much more pleasant. Not at all like, oh, it's all about the PS4 and Sony everything. Because that's what N4G is, and I hate N4G. I hate it so much. But it can bring a lot of traffic, and it is a fairly big site that has potential. I mean, it's a big site, and it's probably the best. If you know you have a story that's going to be negative towards a 360 or positive towards a Sony product, then you might as well just submit it and be like, yes, bring in the clicks. Bring in the clicks. Oh, God, these clicks, they feel so good. But yeah, Frontburner seems like a much more positive place. And it is in beta. It says right there on the front page. And it is definitely in beta. It's definitely rough around the edges. The profile setup and the way of editing your profile and all of that is awful. It is terrible. It is just a mess trying to edit your profile and like get around. It's like, what is all this stuff? I'm like, I'm going to my sites and I look at it. I'm like, it's a bit clunky. And I'm not this. They're using some kind of the same design as like Facebook with like this chat system and maybe some other stuff. So I don't know about all that, but it's kind of annoying that the public chat is always open. When you get into the site, you have to close it each time you visit, and that it always pops in the little tab, and you're like tabbed, browser tab, saying new message. I'm like, I don't care. Stop blinking that. Like when I'm, because I have a lot of tabs open usually, not a lot, but more than one. And then I would see like, oh, there's a new message. I'm like, I don't care. Please shut up. Feel bad closing out of the chat, but it's so annoying. And it makes that little bloop, 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 bloop sound or whatever. But I'm digging the site so far. So I think I may become a frequenter of Frontburner. You may have noticed that I've retweeted some of their tweets before because I am a good guy. I'm a nice guy. I'm retweeting you deals, and because I am a good guy, that's why, mostly, because I am swell. I want everyone to tell me I'm swell. But yeah, definitely check out the site. Like I said, it's very much so, from what I can tell, N4G-esque site with the ability you just easily submit news. And it's much simpler than N4G in that you only have to submit a link and then they'll do all the work. So you don't have to go through the process of, here's the link, here's a headline, let me give you a description, and let me associate any games or whatever with it, and then have it peer-reviewed so that people can bitch and complain about it if they don't like your story. So that's definitely a much nicer situation, too, compared to N4G. So hopefully it sticks around. I know they have a partnership with Toys R Us, and then I think some other site, like a much smaller, not anything as big as Toys R Us, but having that alone is, I think that is a good sign for them. And they don't have many groups right now, like the community section, the forums and all that, it's pretty bare. It's pretty empty so far, but they have like, I don't know, 5 or 6 groups. And one of the groups is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles group. Like, how did that happen? That makes no sense. I swear to God, they have been, like, following me or something. They've just, like, they've been fishing for me this whole time. And I finally took the bait, and now I'm hooked in. Because you give me a site that is like N4G, but much nicer, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, get out of here. Get out of here. I'm sold. So, yeah, I definitely am a fan of Front Burner so far. I look forward to seeing it adapt. Yeah, that's it. I don't know what else to say. Front Burner, check it out. They should pay me. No, they shouldn't. I don't want to get paid by anyone. Free advertising. That's what I do. That's what I'm good for. I'm good for doing a whole bunch of shit for free because I hate getting anything from anyone for any reason. I'm going to be homeless. I would not be surprised if at some point in my life I end up homeless just because I do so much for nothing and want and like it that way. That's the way I like it. There's absolutely no reason why anyone at Front Burner should pay me for any of this crap. Because the thing I would do better than everyone else is just push. I would just scare people away. Because I'm a terrifying dude. But yeah, frontburner.net. Remember, it's Front Burner without the E in burner. So frontburnr.net. I'll have a link in the post as well, so you can just go there. And that about does it. Still watching Breaking Bad. Should watch Under the Dome and hate it more. I don't know. That's it. Breaking Bad. I love that chicken, man. Yeah, that's it. I'm done. I want to go play a little bit more Mercenary Kings while I still have some time. But, yeah, that's it. Someone should gift me Gone Home or Papers, Please. But not really. Don't actually do that. Because I need an excuse to play that. And right now, there's no way. I'm not going to. Because at this point, I'm still doing other stuff. And at this point, I feel like I might as well just wait for the sale. Because that'll happen sometime. It'll happen in a few months or whatever. I feel like I've already missed the boat on both games. So I might as well just wait for a bit of a discount. That's how Steam works. If you don't snag it up. What the hell is that? If you don't snap it, I don't know what I'm trying to say. If you don't get a game right away on Steam, then you might as well just say, I give up and wait. Because everything on Steam goes on, not everything. But games like those will definitely be on sale at some time, even if it's 25% off. So yeah. And the thing I love about those games when they go on sale is that then the Humble store version goes on sale. And those usually come with the soundtrack for free. And I just like having the Humble version because then you get a DRM free version as well as a Steam version. So I prefer doing it that way. That's how I buy a lot of indie games now, since I don't know when they started doing that, but it's a much more common recent thing. And I like that. I like it a lot. God, I should play I should play Guncraft. I bought that. I bought the fucking massive one, too. I got the ridiculous. When it was on sale, I got the ridiculous one because I just thought I wanted to support the game because I thought it was just a cool game. It looked cool. Heard great things, you know, made by this one guy who used to be in the press I don't know when he did, but he officially quit and, you know, is a game maker full time now. And that deluxe super duper edition just sounded great. I mean, it had like all these, like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 of like the beta versions, like different versions as it progressed. And you have all these commentaries and all this other stuff. So I just said, yeah, okay, I will do this. That's definitely the most I've ever paid for anything. Not anything, but an indie game like that. I was surprised after I bought them. Like, what the hell? Why didn't I do that? I did it, though. And then I've never played it. Because that's the kind of dumbass I am. So, yeah. That is officially it. Gone Home. God, I want to play that. And Brothers. Brothers, Tale of Two Sons, and Gone Home are two games I really need to play. And now I just feel like I've missed the boat on both. So that I can't bring myself to buy either. So, you can give me Gone Home or 1600 Microsoft points, which don't exist. Well, I think they sell the cards. You can do one or the other, and then I will play one or the other. But for the love of God, don't actually do that. Because I am joking. I'm serious. If anyone actually did that, I would be so upset. And I'm not joking. I would be very angry. Very upset with all of you. Especially the ones who didn't do it. No, I would be upset with the one who did. I would punch you in the I would punch you in the middle toe. Just cause, you know, I don't know. How many people do you expect to get when somebody's gonna punch you and then they're like, oh, you're covering your face or your stomach or, you know, a whole bunch of other places, your balls, your vajayjay. Nobody would ever go and cover their middle toe because why would anyone punch them in the middle toe? I know I would never think about being punched in the middle toe, and that's why it's the perfect place to punch someone. Jesus, what the hell am I doing? Pixelatedsausage.com, go there. Check it out. Do all that crap. You check out the other podcasts I do, which makes much more sense. Well, I don't know if it makes much more sense because I'm on it still. You have to deal with me. But it's Pixelator Radio, which you can find at pixelatorradio.com, on Twitter at Pixelator Radio. You can find it on iTunes, Pixelator Radio. Yeah, of course, it's Pixelator. But you can find it on iTunes, Zune, Stitcher Radio. So all those usual places. You should subscribe to it, rate it highly, because you know that is very important. And also, don't rate it poorly, because that's just mean, and I'm going to cry if you do that. And do the same for this show, the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. Rate it, subscribe, tell your friends about it, spread the word, spread the love. Where's the love? Is it in Will I Am's freaking glasses, or his, what was it? What was that ridiculous thing about design logos and I don't know, like it turned into India or something. Whatever. Check out some other great podcasts like the Signed In Podcast at signedinpodcast.com, the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast at twoheadednerd.com, the Undercover Unitards Podcast at undercoverunitards.com, and the Grand Am Unleashed Podcast at grandamunleashed.itunes.whatever. Just search it in iTunes and shut up and subscribe and do all that crap for all those other podcasts too. That about wraps it up. Oh my God, my phone's ringing. Again, you heard this before, right? You gotta listen though, because it's just so good. Oh shit. I accidentally muted it. Poor. Who the hell? Oh, somebody's calling the freaking voicemail. Well, I don't know who that is. I hope they're not calling for this podcast. But somebody is calling the Google Voice line, and I don't know who it is. But if it's you, and you're calling for this podcast, I guess I will hear from you tomorrow. But I don't think anyone will ever call for this show. They're always calling for Pixelator Radio. So, where the hell was I? On Twitter, I'm at Kush3. Follow me. On Instagram, I'm mkush. Follow me. I do sketches and doodles and crap. And I really make the definition of a doodle go in many directions. It's a very vast definition of what a doodle can be. But yeah, that about does it. The site is at PSausage on Twitter. And just for the record, in case you didn't know, all those like Pixelated Radio and this, I created a Twitter for this show too, but I haven't really talked about it or haven't used it much. But I have to updated too, but like all the site ones, those are all automated accounts. They say that in the description, that just like the Pixelated Sausage one, it just automatically sends out links of the shows. Pixelated Radio does that for the podcast and you know, etc. So if you have anything to say about any of the shows or, you know, the site itself, send it directly to me at Kush3, KUSH3, not to any of those. Because I may see them, but that would be an extremely rare case. So If you really have something important you need to say, say it to me on Twitter and not any of those other accounts. And if you want to leave a voicemail, like whoever it is that just called, and maybe it was spam, because I've gotten spam things there too. The number is 312-772-5874. You know what that is? 312-772-CUSH. Oh, yeah. But that about does it. This has been a long show. I don't know. You like this one? I enjoy doing it. I figured I'm going to be more loose on this show, even though I've been loose in past ones, but I'm just kind of going, I'm going to go off on anything. And I didn't really have much of a plan jumping in here. And also, remember, frontburner.net. That's frontburner without the E, .net. Check it out. It's a very pleasant place so far. Keep in mind it is in beta, definitely in beta. They have deals and exclusive deals for Toys R Us, I believe. So if you're into that, you should definitely check it out. And yeah, that about wraps it. Follow them on Twitter too. It's the same, frontburner, @frontburner without the E. Yeah, I like his profile picture. It's all Punch-Out-y, which is nice because Punch-Out's an amazing game with some of the greatest music in video game history and the absolute greatest gaming song and just song in general for running. I could run to that running song all the live long day long or whatever that goes. Okay, that's it. It's a wrap. Check out the site. Get some Xbox Live deals. The Xbox Live deal of the week is shitty. It's Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 and Marvel vs. Capcom 3. It's weird that you can get Marvel vs. Capcom 3 or Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 at the same exact price. So I don't know why anyone wouldn't pick up the Ultimate version. That just seems like common sense. But Rockstar is having a pretty awesome sale so far. Not so far. They're having it for the week too. No Grand Theft Auto on sale, but Red Dead Redemption, Max Payne 3, Midnight Club, Los Angeles, which is a good game I don't think a lot of people remember or maybe have even played, and L.A. Noire. And the best deals in all situations are the Rockstar Passes or Collection, the bundles, because there are just some ridiculous deals. I think especially the Max Payne one, which is every single piece of DLC is included in that, and it's $5 right now instead of the usual, I think, 30, maybe even, yeah, I don't think it's more than that, but that is pretty damn ridiculous. I mean, especially when you could get the individual packs on sale for $5. So it just is stupid that they're even putting those on sale. They should just remove all those from the marketplace right now for this week and just say, buy the Rockstar Pass, you stupid moron. If you buy anything else, if you buy two of the other ones, you're an idiot. Even if you have everything else but two, you're still going to save money buying the Rockstar Pass. So just suck it up and buy it already, you dumbass. Okay, that is officially the end of this extremely long, though in terms of other podcasts, this is extremely short. I don't know what the hell I just said. It extremely came out and just turned into a fucking ball of... So goodbye, everyone. I hope you enjoy the show. Come back tomorrow. Please tell your friends about this one because it's all crap. I'm gonna put Frontburner in this title, and then I'm gonna submit this particular episode to Frontburner, and it's gonna get all meta and crazy, and people are gonna be like, "What?" And I'm gonna be like, "Yeah, oh shit, son, you just got meta." I don't know, whatever. No critics though, so it's all meta. No critics. Rotten Tomatoes. What? Okay. Bye-bye.